We were talking yesterday about things that teachers did back in the day, and I mentioned that my year three teacher, I won't say her name, she was really super frustrated this one day, and she picked up the blackboard duster and pegged it across the room at this kid that was being really naughty.
Very accurate, these teachers, aren't they?
Yeah, well, she didn't mean to be this accurate. It ricocheted off one of the desks and then caned this kid, Wade Melville, was his name, right in the head.
You name him, but you won't name the teacher.
No, I won't name the teacher. And we were all just sitting there absolutely petrified. This is in grade three. But there would be so many stories from back in the day.
Well, my teacher, screamed at me when I was in a kindy, sent me to the back of the piano. In fact, I got into trouble for blaming someone else in my class for getting sent to the back of the piano, which was a punishment, rather than me. But my mum found out it was the girl next door, and I had to go and apologise to her mum for putting the blame on her because I did something wrong.
Well, good on your mum.
And I've had many teachers over the years who've done weird things. We had a teacher who we'd call Grimace every time he came in the classroom. We'd just go, Grimace, Grimace, Grimace.
Oh, that poor teacher.
Not sure whether he worked out that was his nickname, but he's not a stupid man and he's a lovable old rogue now. And I do remember another guy that came in, he had a red beard, had it for years, and then one day he walked in and the beard was gone and some smart aleck in class yelled out, excuse me, sir, we have Mr. So-and-so for this class. The class erupted and all he could do was throw the books on the desk and just, scream at us because I don't know what issue was going on. But
Don't you feel sorry for teachers? I mean, the things that kids do to them. I remember that we had this teacher in high school called Mr. Bakiros. I hope he's not listening. So this one day at the back of the classroom, just to relieve boredom, I started making this noise. It was like this. Just this really tiny noise.
That's immature, Ali.
Which I could make and my mouth didn't move.
That's immature.
I know. So he kept saying, who's doing that? Who's doing that? And then I kept doing it and doing it. And then eventually he said, right, everyone staying after class until the person who's been doing that says it's them. So immediately, because I didn't want to keep everyone in, I've just stuck my hand up and said, all right, it was me. And he goes, I know it wasn't you, Alison, but whoever it was, it actually was me. But he didn't believe I'd be so evil.
You've reached legend status in my mind now for owning up.
I did. I owned it straight away.
For the sake of the class.
Exactly. I didn't want everyone. We'd had so much fun with it already. Anyway.
We want to know what your teacher did.
Yeah, what did you teach? Teacher tales from back in the day.
Laurie, where are you from, Laurie?
I was from Coolum School.
And what happened back in the day?
There was 29 in the whole school. And we used to go, the teacher was great. You said he threw things at you, what do you call them?
The duster?
He used to. But he was a bad. He always threw at the back wall. Didn't hit anybody, and we respected him. And he was a great teacher. We used to go swimming. We learned to swim in Stumers Creek. The bus would come and get us, and he'd take us down to Stumers Creek. And the boys would get in with their fan shoes, make sure there was no glass in Stumers Creek, so we could learn swimming.
Oh, how gorgeous!
That was the end of the line there. The road didn't go any further than Stumers Creek or Yarumba. So we were blocked in there at Coolum, and it was really, really good.
What a wonderful
memory.
That's awesome. Bob, where are you from, brother? Hello, Bob.
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, where are you from, Bob?
I'm in Gympie. I live in Gympie.
Awesome. And what happened back in the day?
Well, back in the day, I think it was year five or year six. I can't exactly remember when, but I was went to a Catholic school down in Victoria, and we had a priest. He was an Irish bloke. He was an Irish fella. And he used to often come over and he'd ask questions about religion and that. Anyway, he came over to school this day and the teacher had a cane she used to have it on the blackboard there. And anyway, he used to pick this cane up. He'd walk around, he'd ask questions. And this young bloke answered a question. He had it wrong. Well, he just slammed the cane on the desk and it splintered and went everywhere. The room we just all burst out laughing. Oh, did he go off his rails?
Oh, God, you would too, wouldn't you?
He was not impressed.
Did someone sabotage that cane and make it a bit weaker? I know students have done that in the past.
Yeah, well, as I say, but that's all, mate. It was unreal. It was unreal. We just couldn't help but laugh.
What a relief. There goes the cane.
All right. Janina Bly Bly, what story are you going to be yours?
Well, it was grade seven. and I was in a Catholic school, girls and boys, and this one day there was about 24 of us in the class, and the nun, we had a nun used to teach us, and she used to have a piece of dowel in the classroom that she used to give us the cuts with.
Oh,
and
my
this
goodness.
One day, yep, 24 of us were talking in the class. She got the cane and she gave it to all of us across the fingers for talking in class. So when she left the classroom, one of us grabbed that piece of cane and hid it behind a picture of the Virgin Mary she had hanging on
good
the
picture.
Wall.
Yep, yep.
Needless to say, we didn't get the cane again. because she couldn't find a piece of cane that she was hitting us with.
That is awesome, Janine. I love those cane stories coming out.
Under the strict protection of the Virgin Mary.
We used to hide the strap on one of our teachers. He had a nice big thick one and somehow he called it Wally and it went missing one day. Never found it for years. I think till the end of the year, found it behind, you know, a bit of wainscoting in the wall, a bit of a divide. Oh. And in his last day of school, he pulls it up and goes, I wonder how that got there. Massive giggle in class, but...
Did anyway. You ever get the cane?
No, I was a good boy.
Yeah. I never got the cane. I came close to getting the ruler once, but yeah. I never...
You would have.
No. I was pretty good on the whole, but, yeah, I did something standing up for one of my classmates, so and then denied it, and then I had to come clean. Oh, I was... Not happy, and I thought I was going to get the ruler from Victor von Trifelt, our principal. He was this tall as German, yeah, Victor von Trifelt. We were all scared of him. He was actually a really lovely guy, but I mean, when you're a little kid, it's like it's a giant.
But yay for you standing up, though. Yes. I think that's awesome.